Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I just got a message from our colleague Michael Foth down the hall. He's on the Top 40 music station. He's like, man, that's some good coffee. Kind of has a little bourbony flavor to it. Yeah, it does. You know, it was an unmarked bag of 82 Coffee Company coffee out of Dillon, Montana, but I was like, I want some strong stuff here. These listeners, they keep me on my toes, so I need some really good coffee here for the statewide show. And man, that is, it's got like a little bourbony flavor here. We should be doing the show from the cigar lounge right now. Well, speaking of a cigar lounge, man, I tell you what, I've gotten to meet so many great folks hanging out down there. Remember when we had the guy on the show who found Hunter Biden's laptop and gave us the inside scoop on Hunter Biden's laptop back when the fake news media was telling you, oh, no, that's fake. The Hunter Biden laptop isn't real. We gave you the whole story. We gave you the facts while CNN and MSNBC and the rest of them were all lying to you. My friend Greg Franks down at the Summit Cigar Lounge, he was saying, man, you got to get this guy on your show. This guy knows data. This guy was very instrumental in 2016 in terms of, you know, getting out the vote and a big part of everything that happened back then. But he's got a new tool that's going to be at your fingertips very soon, if not already. John Graves is the CEO of Million Voices. And John, I think you've got about a million connections across Montana. Great to have you here on Montana Talks.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you. It's really an honor to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, it was great. About 2 or 3 months ago, I can't remember when it was, one of our listeners, Alan in Billings, called into the show and he said, hey, I was just listening to Glenn Beck. Glenn had a great guest on the show. And looking back, it was you. It was your organization he was talking about. So I finally this week put two and two together that the same guy Alan heard on Glenn Beck's program is the same guy that Greg Franks has been telling me about all these years.
Yeah, we're trying to get the word out all over the country. And the good news is a lot of people are waking up. You just have to, like you said, work really hard to get around the propaganda, the fake news, the spin that's out there, and the suppression of the truth. Like the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah, and I think so many people out there, not just across Montana, but all across this country, they're just hungry for facts. They're hungry for facts, they're hungry for information, and then they want to make the decision on their own. And, you know, we've got listeners right now. You know, we can be talking about one topic, and they're going to support the Democrat candidate based off of the facts on that topic, and then other people are going to support the Republican candidate based off of the facts on that very topic. As I understand it, John's got a brand new tool that is either already out or is just to be out that will do just that. Deliver the facts. Deliver a fact sheet to you, to your fingertips, that you can share with your friends. Stand by. We'll talk more with John Graves right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So it's ready. It's in the process of being rolled out. It sounds like they're doing the final, what would you call it, beta testing on this brand new tool that they're going to have for you. It's a candidate fact sheet for both the presidential election and for important races here in Montana, like the U.S. Senate race. So you can just see where the candidates stand on the biggest issues of the day. I think there's 3, 6, 9, over a dozen issues on this. I've got a draft copy in my hands. But this is going to be a tool for you all of you, you know, you have 10 friends or more that will reach out to you when the ballots come out this November and say, well, hey, what do you think about this Senate race? Well, hey, what do you think about this? Because they know that you pay attention, that you closely follow these issues. And so this is going to be a great tool for you to say, well, here's where these candidates stand. Here's a fact sheet. Here's how you can sign up for it. Here's how you can forward it to your friends. And you can see the facts and you can decide for yourself. I'm so excited to see this thing get rolled out. But before we get to that, John Graves, the CEO of MillionVoices.org, big picture, let's start at the 30,000 foot level. Everybody now has a smartphone. Everybody's got computers, electronic devices, smart TVs. Just how much of our data is out there? How much do they, marketers, political marketers, business marketers, how much information do they actually have on all of us?
An enormous amount, thousands and thousands of data fields, depending on, you know, your Wi-Fi setup, what device you use, what apps you've downloaded. When people download apps, they don't realize that they're downloading, you know, permission. They agree to terms and conditions, but nobody reads them. But the Supreme Court says, well, you're still bound by them even if you don't read them, because nobody's going to negotiate, you know, with the carrier, with your phone provider, whether it's Android or iPhone or whatever. And so there's a ton of information out there, and that's kind of what got me into this, Aaron, is I own technology companies that are nationwide. We do it for commercials, some of the top, you know, Fortune 500 companies in the nation. And I just got frustrated watching, you know, the far left use all that technology, and everybody in the center and on the right is kind of clueless about what's going on. And that's how I got into this in the first place, honestly.
So as I understand it, you've used your knowledge of technology and used software to say, hey, how can we help churches grow their church? How can we help businesses grow their business? How can we help political movements grow their movement? Is that kind of a summary of what you've done and are doing?
Yeah, similar. I've served a lot of pastors. I have a heart for pastors. I've spoken actually to pastors all across Montana and in several, you know, different election cycles. But really one of my big passions, and the reason we came up with the name Million Voices, is I wanted people to understand they feel like me. I'm frustrated. I see what's wrong with our country. I see the decline of our country, but I don't exactly know what to do. I don't feel like I can fix it or I can help it. So Million Voices is basically a concept that, look, there's millions of us who feel like this. What if I could use my skill set to build some simple tools to just put the facts? I mean, we do fact checks, right, when people make claims, and some of those are slanted too, but what if we could just take a candidate and go, what did he really say? I don't, you know, people don't trust the media. They don't trust the PACs. They don't trust the party. I think Montana is probably even more true than most people. They're more kind of a frontier mindset. You know, I can make it on my own. I don't want to be beholden to these parties, and I don't know who to trust. And so, that's how we got into it. And so we don't endorse candidates. We don't oppose candidates. And just like you said earlier, you may agree with, let's say there's 10 or 12 issues. You may agree with the Democrat on 3 and the Republican on 7. You don't know. I don't try to tell people what to believe. I just say, if you care about Second Amendment, you know, and your right to protect yourself, or speech, or, you know, the inflation or the border, all these issues, transgenders with little kids and parental rights, then you need to know the facts of where your candidate stands, because both parties are spinning things to the left or the right.
That's right. So this this fact sheet, this candidate fact sheet, if people want to sign up so that they can get this in their hands and then share it with their friends and forward it to their friends, I know you said it's ready. You're in the process of rolling it out right now. Yep. Can people sign up ahead of time, or do we just wait till next week or something to give them the details?
Nope. They can get it right now. So anybody who's listening to us can just open up their phone, if they have an Android, iPhone, doesn't matter, and text, like they're texting the number 80550, and text the 2-letter state abbreviation, MT, Montana, MT. Text MT to 80550. When you do that, you're going to automatically get an image of the voter guide for the Senate. you will also have a link where you can go get the voter guide for the president. And one of the cool things that we did, there was a study that came out of North Carolina State University, secular study in 2022, the last election, and they found that 80% of conservatives, even Republican senators, when a voter went to sign up to get their emails, those emails were going to the spam folder in all of the liberal-controlled, you know, devices, Google, Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, all of them. It was stunning. So we built a tool that when you get this, when you text MT, or if you want the presidential, you can text MV for Million Voices, and you'll get the presidential voter guide. You get a click-to-share button, and this is a new tool that we've built, and it won't be blocked by big tech. You now can forward it to, you can forward it to 100 of your friends, 10 of your friends. We don't know who you forward it to. That's your private personal business.
Yeah, because Google, yeah, you're right. I mean, they were interfering in the 2020 elections by doing just that and suppressing internal communications even. All right, quick break. More with John Graves right after this.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I don't know if any of you guys did what I just did. I'm sure there's a few of you out there. As John Graves, the CEO of MillionVoices.org, was telling us how to sign up to get these candidate fact sheets on your phone or in your email, and then easily be able to forward them to your friends. I did it when he was telling us to do it. I opened up my cell phone. I started a new text message to the number, you know, and instead of typing 406-294, whatever, I typed in 80550. I sent a message to 80550, and then in the message was just two letters. MT for Montana. And I got a message back, and boom, there is the same candidate fact sheet that I was already looking at. Now it's on my phone. And then you quickly then get a follow-up message to where you can share this with your friends. And it was very easy to be able to do so. So, John, yeah, this is great, because I know I get overwhelmed with people messaging me, calling me, especially when ballots come out. They're like, hey, where do these guys stand on these issues? Or, hey, I got people, they're wondering where Tim Sheehy stands on this issue. They're wondering where John Tester stands on this issue. And there I am trying to, you know, fat finger a text message or whatever to 15 different people. Now I can just be like, boom, click share. Here you go. So it works.
You click that click to share button, and it pre-populates a message with the link. So you don't have to type anything to them. You can just say, hey, I got a guide. I liked it. It was very helpful if you want it. And then in your contacts, whether you have an Android, iPhone, it doesn't matter, you just list them. Now, I won't know who you send it to. You could send it to 100 people, 1,000 people, 10 people, one person. That's private. That's up to you. That's none of our business. But what is our business is you're the hero of the story. That's my passion, is that you're the average person like me who's frustrated with something, but you don't know what to do. And we have a whole team of researchers. There's not a single thing we say. You'll see the little footnotes on the link. That's the part we'll still roll out. You know, we have it now for the presidential. It'll still roll out probably by next week of all the footnotes on this one. Every single one of those, if I don't have a candidate saying it on video, on their website, voting for it or voting against it, I don't put it on there. Or I say it's undeclared. You know, we don't know.
So, yeah. Well, I want to get to the phone calls here in just a second as well.
Yeah,
406-294-0970. Plus, I mentioned Greg Franks. We've got him on the phone lines. But real quick, before we get into the callers here, one thing that stood out to me here is, you know, oftentimes when you get these voter guides or these candidate fact sheets, the Republican-leaning organization will do, you know, backflips and gymnastics to make the other guy look as bad as possible. And the Democrat-leaning groups will likewise do their candidate fact sheet, and they'll have, you know, do gymnastics to make the other guy look as bad as possible. On this one, like take for, you know, it looks like you really are trying to just deliver just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And like, for example, on the topic of support Israel, the United States should support Israel as one of our closest allies. Tim Sheehy agrees that we should support Israel. And then, you know, you could have found some reason to show or say why John Tester disagrees with why we should support Israel. But you put agrees because by and large, he would agree with that statement. So, but you could have found a way to show that he doesn't agree with that statement. And it reminds me of they've had some of these liberal groups here in Montana have been trying to attack Tim Sheehy. And with this false claim that he's anti-Semitic. And I call him Montana's rabbi, Rabbi Chaim Bruck with the Jewish synagogue in Bozeman. He went on Twitter and he's like, oh, give me a break. He's like, I know Tim Sheehy. I know John Tester. Neither one of them are anti-Semitic. So please stop with all this nonsense out there.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's why we call it a candidate fact sheet. We get the facts. And we're nonpartisan. We're not saying it's not a hit piece. We're not opposing Sheehy or a Tester. We're not endorsing either one of them. We're saying here, and the way we come up with the issues, Aaron, is what do the voters tell us? So we're not voting yet in Montana. We still got several weeks. So the voter guide will change when the voters, if there's two or three issues, one of the things we're researching is the public lands and hunting. That seems to be important in Montana and not other states. So we're researching that. There's some ballot amendments in Montana. We're researching those. So those will get added, and everybody who's already opted in today to text MT to 80550, they'll just get an update. When it's time to vote, here's the latest voter guide. Here's when you need to vote. Here's how you need to do it.
I'm glad to hear that you'll be adding more to it eventually as well. Because one great question our producer Travis had was, will this app eventually include fact sheets on judicial candidates? We've got two major Supreme Court races here in the state as well. And so that would be huge. That's what we constantly get asked about by our listeners is nobody knows where these judges stand or these judicial candidates because they're nonpartisan races. And most of the candidates just do backflips and gymnastics to not tell you anything, right?
that's one of the problems in judicial races, depending on what state we're in. We'll do 12 Senate races, a governor race in North Carolina, and, of course, the president. But this year, we're actually doing the vice president because, you know, people don't know Tim Walz's positions or J.D. Vance's position. So they need to know that because that's a heartbeat away from the president. And so, you know, the judicial races, I don't know that we'll get to those in Montana this year. When we find other organizations who do it, we've done this in several states, we'll link out to them. So it's kind of when you opt into this tool, you'll get updates. You'll get a presidential voter guide. You can get that now by texting MD to 80550. Same thing will work, and we'll update that once we get the last presidential guide.
Great. All right. Well, let's jump into the phone lines here. We've got, phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. And first up, I'm glad he called in. I was hoping he would call in. Greg Franks is the one who, thanks to Greg for linking me up here with Mr. Graves. Greg, thanks for calling in. Yeah, what did you want to share? Or did you have a question or comment?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Aaron, when you were talking about your bourbon-flavored coffee, we were listening to the opening hour of your show, a segment of it. My wife says you guys need to wash your glasses in between uses to probably avoid that.
Or we should be down at the cigar lounge here, you know, doing the show.
Yeah, or try a cigar with it. Hey, John, good to hear you. This is the thing, I know you guys are touching around this subject, but this is what I think is very powerful about what John is doing. And Aaron, you and I spoke briefly about this. With your listening audience, let's say there's 50,000 people listening right now. If just 10% of them would do this and get active and participate in this process by forwarding this information to their friends, to their acquaintances, to their coworkers, to people they meet at the soccer field or whatever they're doing, and make this more of a proactive tool as opposed to just going there and getting information for yourself. When you have people that are searching, wanting answers, if you just 10% of your audience did that once a week, finding somebody else, getting them that information, you're talking 50, 60, 70,000 people that are influenced by your listening audience and trying to get them out to vote and giving them the facts as opposed to the Chuck Schumer lies that are being ran over and over and over all over the airways.
Yeah, that's a great point, Greg. Thanks for calling in. Again, thanks for the link up here. John, run the numbers for us here. I understand you're a data and a numbers guy when it comes to this stuff. If our listeners do just what Greg suggested they do here, what kind of an impact could that potentially have here in the state of Montana?
What Greg just mentioned, 10%, if it's 50,000 people, that's 5,000 people. If they just send it to 10 of their friends, that's 50,000 votes. That's the margin Steve Daines won his Senate race in 2020 by. And many of the Senate races have been closer than that historically, and the House races. But what a lot of people don't understand is out of your 10 friends, if you opt in, you know, and text MT to 80550, you send it to 10 friends. Here's what people don't understand, but these are the facts. 4 of your 10 friends do not vote, even for the President of the United States, every 4 years. It's stunning, but that's the historical numbers for the last 40 years. Only 60% of the people show up to vote in a presidential election. It's smaller in an off year like 2020. And we have a bigger issue. You mentioned at the top of the show, there was a lot of disputes and questions about interfering in the election, fraud in the election, election interference with the media hiding Hunter Biden. And people are so fed up. In 2022, 20 million people who voted in 2020 on the conservative side didn't show back up. And I did the analysis in Montana to find out how many people did that in Montana. Do you want to know what the number was?
I do, and I don't. 98,521
people who voted in 2020 for the more conservative candidate did not show back up in 2022.
Wow. And do you think that's because Donald Trump was not on the ballot in 2022? And one of the challenges for conservatives and for Republicans is what do they do if and when President Trump is no longer on the ballot?
Yep. Some of it was that, but a lot of it was not. A lot of it was they were demoralized because they don't think the process is fair. They've thrown their hands up. If you look at the analysis of why people don't vote, the number one issue, number one reason given, my vote doesn't matter. Number two,
yeah, very interesting.
I'm too busy. I mean, I can break this apart for you and analyze it forever. But you're talking about a third of the people. Steve Daines won his race in 2020 by 330,000 votes. There's only 837,000 estimated registered, okay, in the state of Montana. And so, and in Montana, a lot of people don't know. We've had this before. If you don't vote for a couple cycles, you're inactive.
Yeah, you're off the radar. So my question then, John Graves, is as we go to another break here, and thanks for joining us, because we got some more callers on the phone lines as well, is if nearly 100,000 Montanans didn't think that their voice mattered in 2022, why would they think their voice would matter in 2024? How do you convince them to show up this November?
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
The agriculture sectors in both Canada and the United States will be grappling with significant disruptions following a rail shutdown that occurred in the early morning hours of this Thursday, August 22nd, in Canada. The shutdown, stemming from a critical labor dispute between major rail companies and unions, has far-reaching impacts for both the U.S. and Canadian economies. A coalition of agriculture groups sent a letter to both President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the issue. One of the groups signing on to the letter included the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch expands on U.S. exports to Canada last year.
We exported $28.2 billion of ag products into Canada, and that made Canada number 3. In the same year, we imported $40 billion of Canadian agricultural products into the United States and import quite a bit of inputs such as fertilizer, and that makes them second, just behind Mexico. By value, most of the Canadian agricultural products do move by truck, but when we talk about cereal grains, corn, barley, oats, things like that, a lot of those products move on rail into Canada.
Despite mounting pressure across North America, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's administration has so far refused to step in. As the rail shutdown continues, groups say it highlights the vulnerability of the interconnected U.S. and Canadian economies to such disruptions. I'm Lane Nordlund.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Why would they come out this time if they didn't believe their voice mattered, if they didn't trust the process in 2022? Why would they believe their voice matters in 2024? I want to get John Graves' take on that question. Plus, we had some messages come in on our Montana Talks app here. Charlene in Hamilton is wondering if John provides these candidate fact sheets for other states. I'm assuming just like we text MT, that you could probably text WY for Wyoming. That's my assumption, but we'll ask John here in a second. Jay in Billings says, we need the Million Voices app and bumper stickers. This is the way forward. Unite and we win. That's what Jay in Billings had to say. All right, before we toss it back to John Graves here, let's go to our next caller on the phone lines. We've got Marvin in Bridger. Marvin, what's on your mind?
Yes, Aaron. I didn't want to call and interrupt the program you got, because it sounds like a real deal. But I wanted to just, it's probably been talked about before, I wanted to throw out, if you just give me a few minutes about Tracy Stone Manning.
Yeah, give us a minute or so. Yeah. Give us like the elevator pitch if you can, since we're, you know, we got a guest, et cetera.
Well, she was elected in Biden to be a Department of the Interior by 5 Republican votes. And 2 of them that really bothered me was Blackburn and Paul. There was two that never had any BLM in their state, so that's one point. The Republicans should never cross lines. They should vote together. But Tracy Stone Manning, she got her start from Tester. He got her introduced to Bullock, so Bullock put her on his party. And then when Bullock got out, and then when Biden got in, President Tester introduced Manning to her. She ended up being our Department of Interior woman, and she can do more harm than pretty near anybody can.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah,
and
she is.
She's going to be in charge of the Buffalo Commons we got now, the Prairie Reserves. That won't be managed by local ranchers. That will be left open to run, because the buffalo, you know, don't fart. And they don't
save
the area.
Yeah, bison don't cause climate change, but cows do, according to these climate crazies. No, that's a very important topic, and it totally ties in with our guest and our conversation here today, Marvin. Yeah, Marvin, thanks for calling in. Yeah, so Tracy Stone Manning, John Graves, I'm sure you've probably heard of Tracy Stone Manning. She is the head of the Bureau of Land Management right now. She was connected to an eco-terrorism case in Missoula back in the 1990s, a tree spiking case. And she ended up becoming former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock's, was she head of DEQ? I think she was head of DEQ, but anyway, but she lied. She lied to state lawmakers when she was appointed to that job by Bullock at the time. And lied about her real connection with that eco-terrorism case. And a federal investigator later came forward after she was nominated to head up the BLM. But this ties back in with, you know, when we talk about the importance of federal lands and public lands here in Montana. She is working to help, you know, these radical environmental groups like the American Prairie Reserve that are trying to kick the ranchers off the land here in Montana.
Yeah. And you know what I would say to Marvin is he brings up a really good point. One of the things I love about Montana, it's actually, I'm in Texas, but it's one of my favorite states, and it always has been since the first time I visited Glacier National Park. I'm like, this is the most beautiful place on the planet. Is these parties stand with, even the commercial that just ran. I didn't know that, but the Tester votes with Biden 95% of the time. And the first vote that happens, Montana is very interesting. And I love the, I call it frontiersman mindset. It's a very independent, libertarian, don't tell me what to do. I don't like either party. And they'll vote for Trump by 20 points and then elect a Democrat as a senator. The first act that Democrat does is vote for Schumer, who runs a Democrat. So it's almost like electing Trump and then flipping off the finger at Trump saying, I want to make it hard for you to do anything. Because right now, the Senate is controlled by the Democrats, and the number one possible flip state is Montana. If that flips, there will be a one-seat change where the Republicans will win, whether Trump wins or not. But if people in Montana are saying, you know what, I'm going to vote for Trump, but I don't like Republicans, well, the Democrats going to vote against Trump. If you're voting for him, the 20% of the people, you know, it's like that's a great thing to point out to your friends. Is like, do you really want to frustrate the guy you're voting for? And to answer your other question, I think it was Charlene. I can't remember the name you said.
Do we
have this in other states? We do. We don't. The president and the vice president will be all 50 states. You can just text MV, Million Voices, to 80550, and you'll get that. But any one of the swing Senate races, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, there's 12 of them. And what we tell people is you don't even have to live there. If you know people who live in those key swing states, Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania, and, you know, Arizona and Nevada, you can text that two-letter postal code, WI for Wisconsin, PA for Pennsylvania, and so forth, and you can get it and you can share it. That's the beauty of the way our country works right now, is you can use technology, and we're trying
That's
to put
great.
The hands in your tool, because you can influence 10 people in each one of those states. If you used to live there, you have family there, you have friends there, whatever.
Like Nevada, for example, there might be some, some snowbirds
Okay.
that head down to, down to Nevada come November because they're escaping the colder Montana winter.
That's right.
But or maybe it's you've got friends down there, and so yeah, you can text them that Nevada voter guide. So no, that's great. Before I get to our next caller on the phone line here, this question you said, look, there were almost 100,000 Montanans who voted in 2020, but did not turn out in 2022. I loved what Roseanne Barr, everybody remembers the comedian Roseanne Barr that had the TV show Roseanne. She did an interview with a podcast with retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klem, who we did a statewide tour with him here in Montana with Americans for Prosperity Montana, as we've been doing these border security events and these Bidenomics events, et cetera. But he was on the podcast with her, and she closed it by saying, you know, look, I know there's a lot of people out there, they don't think their vote matters, they don't think that the elections are secure or whatever. She says, just give it a try, just this once, just give it a shot this November. Basically everything's on the line, we're on the brink of World War III, look at this.
Yeah.
And so she said, look, even if you don't think it matters, just give it a shot, just give it a try.
That's
I thought
right.
that was a good message.
I love that. What I tell people is government belongs to those who show up. If you don't show up, you're not going to change anything. You can complain at the TV, complain at the, you know, on social media, complain to your neighbors, but we're the answer. It's a constitutional republic. We get to elect who governs us if we just use our voice. And my passion is to make it simple and easy and understandable to use your voice. And not just use your voice, bring 10 of your friends. That's how you change things.
I don't know if you've ever gotten the chance to meet the great Norma Ashby Smith. When President John F. Kennedy visited Great Falls, I think he did a sit-down interview with Norma Ashby at the time. We've got both Norma Ashby Smith and Dwight Smith on the phone lines here. Is it Norma or Dwight that's got a question or comment first? Great to hear from both of you.
Oh, thank you so much, Aaron, and welcome, John, to Montana, the Big Sky Country. And I just want to say that we called in last night to you and said hi to John, and also that you were in our prayers for a safe time out here. And we sure are praying that this works for you and all the people you're reaching on the radio today. And I know Dwight has the word he wants to say to you, too.
Yes, Aaron and John, we prayed last night for you all and for the country. We applaud John. We get to listen to John on Flashpoint. Your victory, Flashpoint, and we're part of the Flashpoint Army out of Fort Worth, Texas, and we're spreading the word. There's so many people that have never heard of Flashpoint and have not heard of Aaron, your Montana Talks. So we applaud you so much, and we've got friends out there that just don't know the issues, and they vote whatever, and so this is a great vehicle. We applaud you so much.
Yeah, a simple fact sheet that you can get in your hands. Well, thanks to both of you. Thanks for the prayers and especially the prayers for our country. So great to hear from both of you. John Graves, 30 seconds before the break. Flashpoint, tell us about it.
Flashpoint is a Christian TV station that started covering news because the mainstream media wouldn't do it. And it's really, really powerful. I've been on there with Trump and Ben Carson and a whole bunch of other people. And I do it on a regular basis. And so I'm glad to hear we got some Flashpoint Army in Montana. That's wonderful.
Yeah, very cool. We've got Richard and Jordan next up on the phone lines. Quick break here. This will be our shortest break of the hour in just a few minutes. Ready to roll for you here. I'm going to be in Big Sandy. I'll be in Big Sandy Saturday afternoon. I'll tell you why next.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I'll be in Big Sandy tomorrow afternoon. Man, I am looking forward to that. Actually, it's kind of funny. Earlier, I was chatting with Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, hey, he's been to Big Sandy a bunch of times. Got incredible support in Big Sandy. How come John Tester doesn't have that much support in Big Sandy? That's kind of interesting. But I'll be in Big Sandy. So I've been telling you, I've been doing these events all across Montana. We've been talking about Bidenomics in these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. So I'm getting back out on the road. I'll be in Havre and Big Sandy this weekend. So if any of you are passing through or want to come say hi, we'll have some free gift cards for you at various events. Starting around noon tomorrow, we'll be at the IGA in Havre. So we'll be at the IGA, help you pay for groceries in Havre. And then about 4:30 to 6:30, prime rib night at the Mint in Big Sandy. We're going to be at the Mint Bar in Big Sandy. A lot of you were telling me, Aaron, you got to go to the Mint. Well, that's where we're going to be tomorrow. And then I would stay longer for more prime rib night. But then we're going to be I'll be inside the Octagon at the Fusion Fights in Havre. So that's going to be incredible. And then Sunday morning, we're going to be at what apparently is an incredible breakfast spot. We'll have a breakfast at Char's from 10 to noon. So we'll have some gift cards to help you afford a nice meal out, because that's gotten a lot harder because of Bidenomics. So anyway, look forward to seeing a bunch of friends this weekend. Richard in Jordan, did you have a quick question or comment? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. I was just looking at his website there. I went through the process, and very interesting. Everything on there is very comprehensive. But I was wondering, is there something on there that I'm not seeing as far as, I mean, do you delve into telling people, like the Supreme Court races and that whole showdown? Because that's the real confusing thing to a lot of Montanans, is who's going to be a constitutional judge and who is not. And if you already have that on there, please direct me on where to go to see that.
Yeah, great question there, Richard. Thanks for calling in. John, that was a good question our producer Travis kind of had as well, which is, hey, you've got the Senate race and the presidential right now, but could you potentially expand into the Supreme Court elections as well?
In some places we do, or we link out to other people. So that's the second person that's asked that. So now I will tell my team, hey, guys, go look. Is there anything out there? One of the things you said earlier, Aaron, is these judges are people, candidates for judges, basically hide and don't take any position. So it's very, very difficult. We do an enormous amount of work. The longer somebody's been a political person, you have their vote history, right? When they're a brand new person and judges kind of all say, hey, I'm not partisan, I don't take a position, it's very difficult to say, but I will look into that. If you text in MT to 80550, those are the kind of updates you will automatically get. So clearly this one is important to people. When an issue is important, when something like that's important, that's what the you don't just get the voter guide and the click to share one time. When it's time to vote, we'll send you a reminder. When there's a key update, we'll send you a reminder. And if we can find either we do a voter guide or somebody else has done a candidate fact sheet on these people or just information, we will try to find that.
Yeah, no, that's great. And then as soon as you get that, and like as soon as I get that text, it's like, oh, yeah, I got to remind my friends. Then I can send it to my friends.
Exactly.
And then only a couple minutes left here, but John Graves, Million Voices, this has been great having you on the show. Big picture, how important is it, the work that you're doing? I mean, I think back, even separate from elections and our country and politics, I remember I had an incredible organization on the show called Communio. And it started out in Florida. They expanded into Montana. But they were able to leverage, like, data, online data that's already commercially available, and identify families at risk and then work with churches to help those families that were at risk. So what do we as individual Montanans have the opportunity to do to leverage this data, to leverage this type of information to shape our communities, not just from an election standpoint, but so much more?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we tell people to do, I call it standing in the gap. You can give, you can act, you can pray. We've had people on the call already say they're praying for us, and that was incredible with the Smith. You can share this, you can act, but you can also give. I've got a donor that matches 100% of everybody. It cost us about 20 cents to get these on people's phones. So I've got a database of over 468,000 people that I want to send these to in Montana. And for every 10 cents you donate, it's getting on somebody's phone. So a dollar gets 10 people, $10 gets 100 people, you know, $100 gets 1,000 people. And so that's another way you can give. You can share it yourself for nothing. It costs nothing. If you want to make a small donation, that's what you use it for. And 100% of it goes and is matched to get these voter guides on people's phones that maybe didn't hear the radio program. It would be incredible if we could literally, I mean, you're talking $50,000 and you get it to 468,000 people on their phones, and then they can click to share it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, and it's amazing because we don't even know how big our audience is. I just assume I'm chatting with a few friends here, but then as I travel the state of Montana, it's amazing how many people are listening, and you don't even realize it. And so imagine if all those people, even if just a fraction of those people, did what we're talking about today and the impact that would have on our country. It's incredible. John Graves, I hope to see you next time you're in Montana. Thanks for being with us.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah. God bless you as well. Hey, have a great weekend. I'll be in Havre and Big Sandy. Hope to see you. Share that with your friends as well.